I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last year, Jeff Zucker out. Had a relationship with someone else well up in the company. But again, it was a violation of the policies of Jeff Zucker, who's had a very successful career throughout TV, a lot of success with NBC. Bounced at CNN from Chief Brain Wizard, and CNN eventually hires Chris Licht, who his two main gigs were helping create Morning Joe and then the resurgence of Colbert Show. And Licht, it seemed like the main thing he was trying to do is, we're going to try to go back to our where we were before. When you think of us as breaking news, and by the way, we don't want to be viewed as just a liberal place, that we're going to be more welcoming to Republicans, and that, yes, we're going to report on Donald Trump, but maybe not as much. And he made other moves, right? Changed up the morning show, which wasn't having a lot of success. And he put together Caitlin Collins, Poppy Harlow, and Don Lemon. I said this before Don Lemon was fired. I just thought Don Lemon was, I thought he was just okay, right? I really just think he's okay. And then he said just a remarkably insulting thing about women and Nikki Haley. Reports came out that he was a jackass to work with, and eventually he was fired. He made some other moves, and then there was all the discussion about the Trump town hall. I still believe 100% today the idea of the Trump town hall made sense. Again, I don't think he's equipped to be the president of the United States. I've said that over and over again. But guess what? He was, and even the last couple of days with DeSantis picking up a little bit of ground, he still is by far, the leading contender to be the Republican nominee. And, you know, a lot of ways people are saying, well, he should have done this, should have done that. Trump wouldn't have okayed that. I thought Caitlin Collins did a good job. Could they have made, as Major pointed out, a la Tim Russert, added to Caitlin's pushback? Because when people say Caitlin Collins didn't push back, you weren't watching or you weren't paying attention, because she was. But the lies come at such a pace, it's hard to keep track. Now, could they have put more graphics up to show to even further illuminate? But all the big-time lefties saying, oh, this is the end of CNN for putting him on? He was the 45th president of the United States. He's facing indictments. He's the leading contender. He's in the news. He's in the arena. His biggest mistake, his latest biggest mistake, though, is when he let Tim Alberta follow him for a long, long time for this lengthy, lengthy story in the Atlantic, which didn't come off very favorably, Dave. Did not. It was.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. Number one, it was putting himself right in the middle of the news, right? As opposed to, I'm just the guy running it. Let me try to make things better, not make it about me. How he just didn't have a relationship with so many people, how he was awkward, how he never talked to individuals, and how he was detached. So he's gone. So what is the CNN move? Because I've said this 1,000 times. You're better off today staking a position well to the right or well to the left. Now, clearly, in talk radio, Well, to the right, has worked way better. Just has. Rush, Hannity, Beck, others, local, national. We don't have really one guy who's well left who's had a ton of success nationally, right? I mean, limited success, but not significant.
Nothing even approaching the names you...
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. MSNBC has had a little more, has had more rating success of late than CNN, and they're more left and opinion-driven left than CNN is. Fox has obviously had more success than those two combined, and now we're kind of wondering how it's going to play out after Tucker left, but, you know, they survived O'Reilly. They survived Megyn Kelly's departure. Let's see who they replace Tucker with and how that, you know, comes through. So what does CNN do? Because right now they got a lot of Jake Tapper. They got a lot of Anderson Cooper. They got a lot of Caitlin Collins, where they're journalists. And then people can decide, oh, well, I think they're left-leaning journalists or they're straight-down-the-line journalists. I like doing our show where as much as I've offered up my relentless criticism of Don Trump, I think I've offered up a lot of criticism towards the left and right. People get to have their own opinions. But the truth is you're better off just lining up all the lefties or all the righties. That works more often. It really does. Hope the bosses don't listen, but that's just the truth. What does CNN do? Do they just find better? I mean, I think Tapper's great. I think Tapper's one of the best out there. I think Anderson Cooper does a good job. But, like, Anderson Cooper's getting crushed tonight. Do they? I mean, and I know they're going to have those, like, a once a week later in the year. Chris Lickett hired the Chuck Barkley, Gayle King thing, right? Two very, very talented individuals, but they're both not going to. That's not a daily thing. Gayle's got a regular gig, and you think Chuck wants to do that nightly? No chance. He's got his other gig. What is their move? I mean, are they just going to bring in another person who gets along better with the crew, but they still do about the same thing? Seems like there should be room in America if people believed it was straight down the line journalism and not afraid to report and praise. But I've told this before. I think more and more people don't care about the difference between a reporter and an opinion maker, and they're just drawn to their silo and their team.
Yeah. I mean, you know this better than everybody else. Going straight down the middle doesn't bring any ratings.
Yeah. It does.
You got to infuriate people or get them to say, yep, that's right. Yeah. I'd go back to Crossfire.
Just constant Crossfire?
Honestly, I would have an hour, at least an hour every night, bring back the Crossfire, a righty over here, a lefty. I mean, it works in sports.
Yeah.
I mean, ESPN and FS1 have been crushing it the last decade or two with, you know, two guys yelling at each other across the table and a moderator in the middle.
Let's bring Jason in the mix when we come back, leading up to his show here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. I got two good topics, Glean. Now, you've invited me to Seth's
graduation
party.
Unlike Blois.
Yeah, unlike Blois. Thanks, Blois. Wasn't invited. Dave doesn't think that friends should invite friends to a graduation party unless they're very close with the child. Is that a fair assessment?
I think if the person you're inviting knows the kid, absolutely.
I've met Seth like a couple times.
Yeah.
I think we bonded.
That's an interesting topic.
Of course it is.
Man, what a producer.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish my producer suggested big stuff like that.
You have to understand this. His point, he doesn't want him invited because he doesn't want to spend any money. I think that's the reason.
Clearly.
I'll stop talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!